With SRN News, I'm John Scott. China is pushing back against President Trump's tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Beijing has launched two investigations into U.S. trade practices just a few weeks before the president's scheduled visit to China. The Commerce Ministry said the new probes are a response to two investigations announced by the Trump administration against multiple countries, including China. Donald Trump will travel to China for a summit with President Xi Jinping in mid-May. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Iranian parliament speaker dismissing peace talks in Pakistan after some 2,500 U.S. Marines trained in amphibious landings arrived in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his military will widen its invasion of Lebanon. Heading into the weekend, President Trump signed an executive order that will pay the tens of thousands of TSA officers who have been working without pay for over a month during the partial government shutdown. That shutdown of Homeland Security reaching 44 days today. This week brings a handful of key economic reports along with remarks by a handful of high-ranking Federal Reserve officials.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a speech Monday. He'll be followed over the next few days by remarks from the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Fed presidents. Federal Reserve Governor Michael Barr delivers remarks Tuesday and Wednesday. The ADP March jobs report is due Wednesday, followed by the government's March employment report on Friday. This week also brings updates on consumer confidence, home prices, and the trade deficit. Rich Thomason, Washington.
NASA's Artemis II mission, the first crew flight around the moon in more than half a century, that is scheduled to lift off this week. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions in at least three states. Missouri lawmakers asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to take effect. A Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. This is SRN News. A link to the Big Apple's past. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the discovery of another portion of the Underground Railroad in New York City and the fight to make sure that it stays intact.
Historians hail it as the first intact Underground Railroad site found in New York in over 160 years. A secret passageway to help slaves escape under a drawer at the Merchant's House Museum. Operations Director Emily Hill Wright says they knew it was there. They did not know the significance until.
We learned something really important about Joseph Brewster, who's the man who built and designed this house. And what we learned is that he was an abolitionist.
The secret passage is under a built-in dresser drawer you remove and climb into.
The passage itself is about 2 foot square and extends down over 15 feet. There is a built-in ladder.
Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.